Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I want to start off a series of discussion I titled Maximizing Team Power. For today's episode, I want to focus on showing you the power of a team. That is to say, what you stand to get by having a team. First, why I want to talk to you about maximizing team power is that there is power that is loaded in any team you have to work with. There is power loaded in forming teams and working with teams to achieve results. There is power loaded in working with people in form of a team, and even if you work in a company or have your own business or ministry or you are pursuing your own vision, you cannot come to that point where you feel, oh, I don't need a team or I don't need to work with teams. The moment you come to that point, then you're going to prepare yourself not to achieve maximum of result possible or attain peak performance in your vision, your work, or the goal you want to achieve. At every point in time, we need to work with teams. At every point in time in life, we cannot do without working with one another. And no human being is self-sufficient that he wouldn't need to work with teams. Is when I talk about teams, it's slightly different from just working with people. Working with a team is more organized form of working with people. Today, I'd like to share with you the power of forming a team. And the first point I want to help you see is that teams help support your efforts. Now, no matter how much results you want to get, the goal you have set for yourself, for your ministry, for your business, or for a project you are about to embark on. One key thing I understand is that you must have studied about the project, studied how to get the result you want, and what it takes to achieve it. When you have done all that, you need people to execute the strategy you have developed. You need people to work with you to do the things you can't do for yourself. You need people to work with you to ensure that every single thing that needs to get executed for the result you want gets actually executed. Remember, in life, every result you want in life requires an investment. It requires an investment of your time and investment of energy. It is as you make this investment that you're able to get the result you want. So for the execution of the strategy you have developed, you need human beings to work with you to be able to achieve that. And that is what helps you do. A team is a group of people that have different competencies that when brought together will help you achieve the result you want. A team is not just a group of people that have gathered to do a thing. If one person in the team is not able to do anything, or is not adding any value to the team, or is not making the value achieve more results than he would have achieved, then he is actually a distraction and a waste of time. And if you fail to be on your team, that person does not have any value he's offering. Therefore, you should get him or her out of the team, otherwise he will stay there and constitute a disturbance that is not required. When you have built a right team, what the team helps you do is that it helps support your effort. No matter how much you try, if people don't do certain things for you, you won't get everything you want done, achieved. Even if you're a small business or your ministry is not as big as it should be, or you're just working on a small project, there is always the power of more than one person. That is the power of two. What the power of two does for you is that it doubles your effort. It said that when you can achieve 1,000 units of gold, then what when you work with two people, you can achieve about 10,000 units of gold or more than that. So what a team does for you is that it helps support your effort. It helps complement your weaknesses. No human being is perfect. No human being's idea is without fault. What a team does for you is that when you present an idea or develop a strategy and submit it to the team and they begin to scrutinize it, they begin to help you see where your weaknesses is reflected in improper strategizing. They begin to help you see where your weaknesses is reflected in trusting people too much. They begin to help you see where your weaknesses is reflected in not being able to take account of certain things you should take account of if you want to achieve a result. So what a team does is that where you are weak and they are strong, they come together at such point to help you achieve that result. If you're a music producer or a singer, even an author, or in fact, if you create any artwork, you may be very skilled at getting your artwork done. But it takes mod and skill and ability to do artwork to be able to make meaningful progress in that area of life. Therefore, you need a team to work with you to achieve the results you have set out to achieve. Is at such point that you need a graphic artist who, of course, will design your album art. That one you can outsource it without the person being your team. But in building a strategy for promoting your song, promoting your book, promoting whatever artwork you do, you may have to work with someone who is in marketing, work with another person who is in publishing, work with another person who is specialized in digital marketing. All of these people will come together with you so that they will say, what do you intend doing? How do you intend doing what you are doing? They will take up your plan, they dissect your plans into pieces and begin to remove all the baggages, all the errors, all the flaws, all the overgeneralization, all the things that are not supposed to be on the strategy, so you have a perfect plan for executing an assignment. If you are given a target in the office and you are a supervisor, you have those working under you, get from a team from them and say, these are things you have to get done. When you have a team, they complement your weaknesses and they support your effort. And very importantly, they double your performance by helping you achieve the results you are supposed to achieve. They help you see where there are flaws in your plan. They help you execute the plan. They will help you execute every single thing that has been put on the strategy. Even if the strategy has been developed by an impeccable business consultant, it requires human beings to help you do that. Another thing that a team helps you do check and balance. When you're supposed to do something and you have not done it, everybody expects you, when you do your own, I do my own. When you have not done yours, a team asks you, Oga, you're supposed to submit this to us. You're supposed to make this inquiry from us. And that keeps you on your toes to get the work you have to do done and done on the right time, done properly. The point is that for every result you want to get in life, for every project you want to achieve as much as possible, build a team. Even if it's a team of two people, that is one person, two people, or three people that will bring insights into your planning, into your execution and monitoring, that will help you achieve that result, that will help balance your weaknesses, that will help you do what you know you cannot do for yourself. These people, when they have done all of these things, you'll be able to achieve the result you want and be able to attain peak performance in your work. Sometimes a student tells me, oh, Brody, this team matter doesn't concern me. I'm just a student. It's not true. Even in your academic pursuits, you can work with a team. The way school is structured, I understand, is that you may not master all the subjects. There are subjects that come easy with you. Take on the responsibility of teaching it to your team members. They will teach you the one they don't understand. When you will brainstorm and think about idea on how to make progress, you begin to find out better ways of achieving the results you want and stuff like that. The point made is this. In life, you cannot work without a team. A team is a group of people that have different competencies, and when they bring them together, they merge it to achieve better results. When they come together under a powerful leadership, they help the leadership achieve a vision, finish a project, and double performance. Do your best today to build a team to achieve that your vision, pursue your goal in life, and finish up a project.
For tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Bridget.com, that is BROJID.com, to get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books. Kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brody World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.